This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
If your hips feel tight all the time, not injured, not broken, just never fully at ease, this story might feel familiar. I'm Doris Martel, and you're listening to Deep Tissue Talks. Today, I want to bring you into a session with an NBA player who came in with one simple sentence. My hips are always tight. Not painful, not limiting, just always there. As he lay on the table, I asked him something I often ask early on. When do you notice it the most? He paused. Honestly, when I finally stopped moving. That already told me a lot. I started by placing my hands on his lower abdomen and upper pelvis, letting the tissue respond before doing anything. I said, just notice your breathing. You don't need to change it. After a few breaths, I asked, do you feel like your body knows how to rest? He laughed quietly. I don't think it does. I began working into the hip flexors, the psoas and iliacus, slowly, gently, with sustained pressure. Not to release them, but to listen. After a moment, he said, it feels deep, but familiar, like this is always working. I ask, what does working feel like in your body? Like I'm holding myself up, like if I let go, something might drop. That hesitation is important. As I moved into the deeper rotators around the hip, the piriformis and surrounding muscles, his breath changed. I noticed it before he did. Did you feel that shift? I asked. Yeah, he said. I didn't even realize I was holding my breath. We stayed there. No rushing, no fixing. I asked him, what's going through your mind right now? He took a long pause. Nothing. And that's rare. Then a few seconds later, actually, I feel guilty resting, like I should be doing something. That was the moment. The hips are about movement, yes, but they're also about trust. Trusting that you don't have to push forward every second. Trusting that pausing won't make you lose momentum. I said, what if your body isn't tight because it's weak, but because it's been carrying too much responsibility? He went quiet. After a while, he said, "That actually makes sense. I'm always planning, always thinking ahead." As the session continued, the tissue softened. Not dramatically, but honestly. His pelvis settled. His legs felt heavier. I asked, "What do your hips feel like now?" "They feel warmer, less guarded, like they're finally on the table." "That's a somatic shift. Not just sensation, but permission." Toward the end, I asked one last question. "If your hips could speak, what would they ask for?" He smiled. "Less pressure, more trust." This session wasn't about flexibility or performance. It was about allowing the system to power down just enough to feel safe again. Because pain isn't always asking to be fixed. Sometimes it's asking to be listened to. As you're listening, you might ask yourself, "When do I feel my body tighten the most? And what would happen if I didn't answer every demand immediately?" Thank you for being here and for listening with your body, not just your ears.